Next, we'll report on the problems with the largest school technology expansion in the country. The Los Angeles Unified School District plans to buy iPads for students and teachers. It's a giant school district, so that is 700,000 iPads. The tablets would include learning software from Pearson, which is the largest publishing company in the world. But the superintendent of the school district now says he's putting the contract for that technology out for new bids. The decision comes after an investigation by member station KPCC. Emails between district officials and Pearson executives bring into question the fairness of the bidding process. Annie Gilbertson reports.
Before we get to the emails, you should know lots of people in Los Angeles were thrilled when, last summer, officials announced every student would be getting an iPad. Like these kids at Baldwin Hills Elementary School. Superintendent John Daisy said then the technology would transform classrooms for LA's struggling students. But problems quickly surfaced. Just a few weeks after getting their iPads last fall, students Robert Sandoval and Rosary C. at Diego Rivera High School, south of downtown LA, were frustrated.
Well, the Wi-Fi seems to be shutting down.
The images wouldn't come up, nothing.
The Wi-Fi at most of the district's schools wasn't strong enough, and Pearson's software simply wasn't ready. The company Pearson sold LA school officials on digital lessons it was developing for the Common Core state standards. But Pearson's Judy Cotting said at the time, that kind of task takes a while.
Because remember, the Common Core state standards were relatively new.
And here's where the emails come in. Pearson began conversations with top LA school officials a year before the district opened the contract for bidding. Emails show Daisy had lunch with then CEO of Pearson, Marjorie Scardino, and he was smitten. He wrote, "Needless to say, we have been in furious and exciting conversations." Daisy said he would get back to Scardino within a week with a plan. Emails show Daisy then met with Apple and talked about partnering with Pearson. When his team finally opened the bid, what they asked for looked a lot like what Apple and Pearson had been selling, down to the technical support and teacher training. Apple and Pearson won the contract worth about $500 million. That was before the emails emerged. Now school board member Steve Zimmer is questioning whether the school district stifled competition.
We're dealing with hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. We have to make sure that this is something that is completely ethical and completely above board.
Superintendent John Daisy, who refused to be interviewed for this story, has said he did nothing improper. It's not uncommon to meet with companies ahead of a bid. Once the bid opened, Daisy said he followed the rules and cut off communication. Some of the superintendent's supporters on the school board are standing by his side, among them Monica Garcia.
I am confident that the team put together what they believed was the best, and then we need to let them do their jobs.
Now that Daisy has crumpled up the contract, that job will involve starting over, deciding what tools are best for Los Angeles students and which tech companies should provide them. Though the district already paid for 75,000 iPads, many with the Pearson software that it can't return. For NPR News, I'm Annie Gilbertson in Los Angeles.